whatever, what it's gonna. Fine. Baruch Hashem, we're holding in the Kutei Eitzes over here. Baruch Hashem. Oh, fine. In Kutei Eitzes, we're learning about Achila. Letter Chapa. So, Aivei Achila b'Kedusha, B'Yir Shemayim. Through a person eating with Kedusha with Yir Shemayim. How do you eat with Yir Shemayim? Imagine, like the first Rama says in Shulchan Aruch. So you don't eat in front of a king in the same way you eat in front of your house, your family. Right? Imagine you're sitting in front of someone kingly, sitting in front of a virus, eating. You eat more humbly, with more Yirat Shemayim. So you're also, when a person eats with Kedusha Yirat Shemayim, sitting down, also the halacha which I sit down, we eat. So then, a person, their mouth becomes the aspect of a person who's standing. If you want more information, you can also look in Torah Ayin Zayin, second part of Qudran, Torah 77. And then a person could come to the aspect that the Shekhinah speaks from his throat. Since you ate, you put things in your throat the right way. So now you made Shekhinah there. And now Shekhinah is going to speak from your throat. Like a Navi, where has a Navi word? Like, so it's called the Shekhinah speaks from his throat. Moshe Rabbeinu says, like, they're just being a message machine for Hashem. The Shekhinah speaks for the throat. But someone who doesn't eat the Kedusha, then his mouth becomes like it's like in the aspect of an animal. And he's like an animal, he's mamish like an animal, Chas v'Shalom. As it says over here in today's Chav Beis, Ikra HaYira, Yiba'a V'dikeshet Al Adam B'Shas Achir. The main Yira comes to that person, the Shas Yir Shemayim. That's scary. The main time, how do you get Yir Shemayim? What's the main way to get Yir Shemayim? Through eating properly. This is the main way. The Ikar HaYira, the main Yira a person gets, is while he's eating. And that's why it's so hard to eat properly. Wow. People just want like a school for Yir Shemayim. People are looking for a school, they want Yir Shemayim. It feels like learning Chumash Rashi. There are different things to get Yir Shemayim.
Because you spend a lot of time eating, so doing properly,
yeah. If you eat properly, get your Shemayim.
So it's in your hand to eat properly. Your mouth does
the. I call me the Shemayim. To a certain extent, even your Shemayim. But you could ask Hashem for your Shemayim. Meaning.
That'll help you eat better.
Yes, you'll eat better. That's also true. So it says here, therefore, since the main year comes to a person, it could be there's other reasons why he gets it, but their main time it comes down is while that person's eating. Therefore, a person has to be very careful to eat the Kedusha. You can make brachas properly, try to eat slowly, try to eat the right amount. So the person should make very careful to eat with Kedusha and to draw, so he could draw down to himself the yira that comes then. The yira Shema is coming down, the yira is open. Everything's open now.
What's the connection between eating and yira?
It's actually eating and yira. I don't know. Her ayin zayin. I don't know. Says then a person is zeichet to all the good things, right? That we said in here. He's zeichet to all the good things in we said earlier. Right? That we said earlier, good thing on the hindsight. That we said earlier that a person has that tzar every day. When you eat properly and with your shemayim, then you mafik the tzar. So now saying another, we said earlier if you eat with kedusha and your shemayim, that's what takes away the tzar. But now we're saying, while you're eating, you can get your shemayim. That's when it comes down. When you get your shemayim through food, this tweet is all the pain that a person must go through every day, like we said in letter Chaf. So all this is referred to Torah Ayin Zayin, the second part of the Qumran, lesson 77. For more information, we're just giving the Eitzah. We don't really understand. The main thing now is the Eitzah. That's right, because Rav Nachman wrote a lot of Torahs, and he told Rav Nassin that the main thing is not the learning, like the whole depth and how it works. The main thing is the Eitzah to fill the advice, practically. That's where Nosim wrote with the Eitzahs, to get the, so we can learn, even if you don't understand what behind it, like us, like me, I don't even understand the depth behind it, not like Yaakov, but us, we don't understand the depth behind it, we could try and just follow the Eitzah. Of course, it's also good one day, we should be able to learn also Torah Ayin Zayin, to understand what the Pshah is. Baruch Hashem. Hashem Shalom, eat properly. Shalom, to eat properly. That's what he said. Nachum says that the world says you eat to have strength there, Hashem. But I say you serve Hashem so you could eat properly. People say you eat properly, you eat in order to have strength to serve Hashem, right? So I say you should serve Hashem so you could eat, so you could eat properly.
Good, so you said
that. Serve Hashem so you could eat properly.
Make a bracha,
and to eat the whole properly. All the good things that happen. The Arizal says that Chaim Vital says that Arizal came to all the Sagas for making birchas aperos. All the Ruach HaKadosh came, so he made the brachas on fruit properly. So it's very, so why don't we just make a bracha on fruit and then we'll get a Ruach HaKadosh? Because you need everything to lead up to that bracha. You need to do everything else to lead up to that bracha on the fruit. But you say you can get Ruach HaKadosh if you make a bracha on fruit properly. Imagine.
Well, the other analogy is last week's parsha. Shlach, these spies brought back these huge bunches of grapes. I mean, they were just thinking of food. Yeah. And what did Yosef and Caleb bring back?
What kind of wine that? Well,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, what do you say that?
It says that Yir is the same thing as Malchus. You know, Malchus is called by the mouth is called the Malchus.
Malchus so, Pen.
So, the main action of the mouth of the Dibur is to Achille, which is the beer. And so, Malchus, which is Yir.
Why Malchus Yir?
I don't know, like that, he isn't going to just says.
Fine, Baruch Hashem, so we learn one day.
The proper beer, which is proper Achilles,
yeah, hell. Nachon, that's for sure.
How's
it work? It comes with the mechanics. Kabbalistic mechanics. Our Ein Zayin explains it. Nachon, yeah. That's the words we learn in the Eitzah now. Baruch Hashem, we can understand a little bit also the depth.
Just the table of contents.
What?
In a certain way, but really it's just really the main thing is to get the Eitzah. It's the Eitzah.
Alphabetical.
I thought you could use it as that, but the main...
I thought that was this part,
that's the index.
Yeah. I thought the main thing is to get the Eitzah, to do them Lysa, to actually do them file the Eitzah, Yuzercha. Like, even if we're not learning Torah Ein Zayin, we don't understand how it works, but we know now, past few days, I was thinking more before I ate, you know. Thinking a little bit, try to eat properly. Hopefully, we'll dive in and also good. Where are we in Chavetz Chaim now? Yeah? Oh, so we said, all the soul who gives money to tzedakah, they'll be zeicha to good children and holy children. Like the Zohar says in Parashas Metzorah, Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikah, but the Torah is a tree of life to those who hold on to it, those who support our rich. Who are those who support it? Those who bring Malai into the path of the Talmid Chachamim. What's Malai? They bring like
bring what?
Malai. They bring food. They bring stock.
It says it even Malai.
Malai. Mem Lama Alafir. Like Malai, you have a store like to fill up the Malai, fill up the stock. So yeah. If you keep the have help the Chachamim keep stock, Talmid Chachamim, not even a real Talmid Chachamim. Tell the real Talmid Chachamim keep stock. Then those people who do that, they are supporting this Torah from his head till his and his whole entire body. They're helping the Torah, because now they're helping him be able to learn Torah now. So they're bringing spirituality into the world from the person's head until the end of their body. Now, I'm not sure what this means. The Zohar says, the person's whole emuna is dependent on this. Okay? And he says, and a person who supports me in Chacham are going to merit the children who are fit to be Nevi'i Emes, to be Nevi'in. That sounds good.
Could be
we wouldn't have Nevi'im anymore. Could be not. Could be we wouldn't have Nevi'im, but they have the ability to be via MS. Well,
yeah.
Also, there it says, why is Yisachar before Zvulun before Yisachar? Right? Yisachar was learning Torah, and the Torah always comes first. So why put Zvulun in the bracha? So we see his father gave him the bracha first. Moshe Rabbeinu put Zvulun first. So since he took the bread out of his mouth and he put it into the mouth of Yisachar, that's why he got the brachas. So yeah, we told what does that mean? That means he took the food. Zvulun didn't always have so much money. If you're working, you have extra money. It's very easy to support the Talmid Chacham. Let's say you're working, you don't have that much money, and you lessen the food from your own family in order to feed Yisachar. That's what Zvulun did. You guys, you basically had the Zohar. Yisachar, Zvulun. Why they put them in the parsha in the pasuk first? The ones who learn Torah are higher. It says because they were Mitzvah Nefesh. They took their own food and they gave it to Yisachar. It wasn't like they always had double money He goes, oh, guy's rich, so he has enough money to support his family and a Talmid Chacham. Here, they didn't even have enough money for themselves. And they still said, we're the working ones, it's our job. We're going to try to have to feed the mouths of...
That's a forfeit of their learning. For the learning of the brother.
Nachon, but...
There's more enjoyment out of learning than out of working.
Oh, there's a pshal here also.
Shem Shemayim, it's going to be higher. According to the people at Art Sadiq. They said, we learned it yesterday, no? Because they're supporting that Talmid Chacham and Sadiq are like, they... Their Torah too.
So Torah, right here is like.
So he's not only learning his Torah; he's also supporting him. So it's probably bigger.
Here we said they seem like it's equal. I don't know.
Yeah, all pashtas are equal.
And, we said yesterday that they sound like they're equal. You're saying that included that they have more tsar.
They have more tsar. From tsar, it has to be more.
I'm not sure how it works.
I don't think the greatness is that they were supporting. I mean, Chacham, it was that their chelik in the Torah was equal because they were supporting them.
Right.
Meaning that they're equal that way.
Right. I mean, in Torah was equal. I don't know how much reward. Each brings their own reward. I mean, if your level of Torah, I mean, if you learn Torah in this world, you exactly have to sit and learn Torah in the next world. Mm-hmm. So, right. Everything's me, the Kenegami, that people don't learn Torah in this world. They can't go into the Mismatish upstairs. But we're saying, the people, unless the people that were working, said, they were supporting, right? The ones who were supporting Torah, now also their tent will be right next to the Mismatish. So maybe they'll have tutors. No, I don't know. No, I'll be in the fancy room on the side.
Executive learning.
Executive learning. What did the Bedesh Chai say?
He had brothers, and they had a Zvulun and Yisachar and Yid between them.
Right.
They all had businesses, and they all gave him all their ma'aser. And he wound up being very wealthy, and from each of their ma'aser, he wound up having, shall we say, a rather easy life. He became wealthy from their ma'aser, which increased.
Very good. Yeah, so you have to well. Yeah, fine. So basically, it's worth it getting involved. And we said, like we said other times, even if a person is learning and teaching Torah, still try if they can to help other Tamina Chachamim. These are to say to learn Torah. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Oh, very good. And that food, learn the Torah. Really good. Baruch Hashem. I think today was Sukkot's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sukkot's coming this
week. Yeah.
Say it fine. Tomorrow, Rav Arash is speaking, and Thursday, Nassim Maimon is speaking. So for now, we're covered. Now we're done. By Sunday, Rav Arash, maybe we'll have an Eitzel on it. Doesn't know yet, so maybe we'll figure something out by next week. Rav Arash said, maybe by next week we'll have something else put out. He doesn't know. So wait. So for now, everything's good. I don't know what their plans are. There's a lot of plans. I don't talk about it. I don't know. They should decide what they want to do. Who should be Rosh Kollel? No, they need Rosh Kollel. Who's going to be the Rosh Kollel? They need Rosh Kollel. They have to hire somebody. What about you? They said this. They're working on it. So, and now.
7-8.
For now, I said we should learn Gemara. Next week, we should learn Gemara.
What about today?
Today, everything's good. Let's see the
one.
Yeah. Today everything's good. Today, it's going to be good. Fine. Let's see. Bring a Gemara here.
You're
already dressed in the car. I know. Fine. What are we holding in the Gemara? If you could. And that's the Ikud Amri, right?
That
13 lines from the wide lines. Did I get that far? I was still I push it to my the Rabbanan Lev Hashira. Did I get there?
Yeah.
So that's
right. I
think so.
13 lines from the top?
The wide lines.
Where? How did we have passed that?
I have marked that exactly where we were.
Okay.
He said past days are behind. Everybody's.
You could be on the sheet. Line.
So we'll start in the middle. Ikud Amri. Ikud Amri. Man Tana min ha'eshkol shal beitzim tamei. Who is the Tana that says that one who eats the ovaries is tamei? Right? I'm Rabbi Yisrael. If Rabbi Yaakov here, Rabbi Yisrael says, I know who it is. It's Rabbi Yaakov. How in the world does it make sense to Rabbi Yaakov? To Omar, because he says, Im hayu ma'urus begitin, asuras. He says, if... It was Ma'uris Begidin, then it's going to be Asr. So what does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva says, if the egg was embedded into the Gidin, into the sinews, then it's Asr. So therefore, how does this make sense? So therefore, the second case of Eshkol Shal Beitzim Tameh makes sense. Meaning, originally before, we were trying to compare the case of Ma'uris Begidin, the case of the eggs embedded in the sinews, to the first case, of to the case of the Shal Shal Beitzim. Right? Okay, what happened? We had four cases that were Tameh, four cases that were Tahar. Correct? The first case that was Tahar, you were still pure, which was not meat, was Shal Shal Beitzim. Correct? Which was, we said, you're eating the eggs from the ovaries. Right? Now we're saying, no, Rabbi Yaakov's case is like the second half. Rabbi Yaakov's case is like the case of Eshkol Shal Beitzim. When you eat the ovaries themselves. Anybody following? Hmm? What was the first chapter? Right, the first chapter we were saying, we were focusing, we said Rabbi Yaakov is not like the first bunch of cases. So we literally told us when we eat the eggs of the ovaries. Correct? Now we're saying he is like the Seifa. He is the way it said that your tummy, which the case was you eating the ovaries themselves. Right? So just like he holds, when you eat the eggs, you're considered, it's considered meat in your tummy, right? So too, when you eat the ovaries themselves, also you'll be tummy. Because we say, it seems to be like Rabbi Yaakov. Which means, according to the Igor Amri, our case of eggs is more similar to the ovaries than to eating the eggs in the ovaries. Now, our case of Ma'uris Bekidin, that the eggs are embedded into the sinews, the first quarter was comparing to the case that you're eating the eggs in the ovaries.
That was regarding the cult, but that's still a statement.
Now,
in the first case, you mean when Rabbi Akiva said that it's like eating, you can't eat, it's forbidden because you can't eat the eggs with milk, correct?
Fine. Now, that's what Rabbi Akiva said. He gave the eggs with milk, which is meat. But then, the first of the four cases that we said.
The next price.
So originally we thought it's like the first case of the four cases, right? We thought it's like the case of. So you're eating the eggs, the shalol shal beitzim, you're eating the eggs from the ovaries.
Right.
Correct? And then we said that, I mean, that the b'risa is not like Rabbi Yaakov, because Rabbi Yaakov is saying it's meat, and the b'risa is saying it's not meat. Fine? Now we're saying no. Now we're saying it fits with Rabbi Yaakov, because now this Gemara wants us to compare the, our case, saying our case is more similar to the case of eating the ovaries themselves. No? Is that what you want to say?
I don't understand why.
What? Why is it more similar to our, to the case of the eshkol shal beitzim?
Because it's drawing parallel to tamei, eating them are tamei, and also eating the eggs with milk from the sinu are also prohibited. So there's a comparison between the tamei and prohibited.
Do you think over the vadai tissue, vadai basar, and eggs wouldn't be? Eggs would be more likely to not be than the ovaries themselves.
Oh, so why do they have such a talk like that? That's going to be the one we're going to talk about that in a minute. Then why are they going to say that this is not so simple? That's really why I was retort on this thing.
No, but even from this point, how did they have the Havamina say such a thing?
Well, why do we think that this was more like the ovaries over the other case?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why we thought that it was over the other case. It's a good question. Why do we think that, why do I think now? I don't know, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm trying to maybe think about it afterwards, why I thought about comparing. But right now, they want to try to compare it to the case of the eating the ovaries themselves, right? And therefore, it's beautiful because just like Rabbi Yaakov holds, is meat. You can't eat these eggs with milk because they're meat. Also, the ovaries themselves are considered meat. And therefore, if you eat them, you are tummy. Good. So it connects. It's good. Okay. Good. So again, either I'm not having shulis to tummy. I'm Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov. It's Rabbi Yaakov. The Amr he says, "Ma'aris begidin asuris." Amr le'abaye. Abaye asks your question. Amr le'abaye. Mimai de eshkol mehanoch the talia be eshkol. How do you know? Why? From what are you saying that when it said the eshkol shal beitzim? You're right. The Gemara over here for some reason thought eshkol shal beitzim is referring to the
eggs.
That's why. The Gemara thought now referring to the eggs.
So it doesn't make sense.
And so what was the first case? What's Shal Shal Mizu Bobi? There's the egg Shal Mizu
Bobi. So Chalukis was that. How do I understand the price?
Yeah, but then how would they understand Shal Shal Mizu? Okay, so they want to say the state for the Brisa is referring to the eggs themselves, the eggs coming from the rat. So we're saying this is like your case, right? This is your case. We said, what's the state of the Brisa? It says, you're eating when eshkol shel beis. So we're thinking right now, it means you're eating the eggs from the ovaries, right? And we say here, if you eat that, what's the halacha? You become tamei, right? That's like who? That's like a Rabbi Yaakov. Which means we said, if you eat the eggs from the ovaries, you're tamei. Right? What does that mean? They're considered meat. Correct? That's like who? Like Rabbi Yaakov. If you eat the egg in this stage, it's considered meat. You can't eat it with milk. Is that true? Everyone agrees? Fine. Comes Abai and says, no. Why are you understanding this case now? It's referring to you eat the eggs from the ovaries. That's Abai says, Mimai, the eshkol mehanach the talia be eshkol. Why are you understanding that eshkol is referring to the eggs that are hanging from the eshkol, hanging from like the cluster from the ovaries? Dilma, maybe eshkol gufei, you're eating the ovaries themselves, and that's why it's meat. So it's not a proof to Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov is referring to the eggs, and the brisa is referring to the ovaries themselves. Therefore, you have no proof. You can't connect it. Maybe you'll tell me it doesn't make sense. We're talking about the eshkol itself. V'chite, if you'll say eshkol kufei my lememra, why do you have to speak about the eshkol? Right, it's pretty obvious. Of course, it's meat. It's a piece of the body, right? Of course, it's meat. We're saying no. Me the dahava akur kavod umrimai. Just like this thing is like
gizzard.
The gizzard and the stomach. The aval got the baster. Even though they're baster, we still have to tell you your tummy for eating them. Why? Kiva the ika inchi says there are people. The loy achli that do not eat it. Therefore, itzrich. Therefore, I need to tell you that it's considered itzrich lashvina. I need to tell you that you chay it. You become tummy for eating it, even though it's not so common to eat it. It's still considered something edible. Therefore, your tummy. Hachanami here also kivan the ike inchi the loy achli. Since there are people the loy achli that do not eat ovaries, itzrich lashvina. I need to tell you that if you eat it, you still become tummy. Because even if everyone doesn't eat it, if some people eat it, it's considered edible. Then you're already going to become tummy. So again, our Gemara thought originally, this case is talking about you're eating what? You're eating the eggs from the ovaries, right? And we're saying you're tummy. So if you're tummy, why are you tummy? Must be because it has a ruling of, why are you tummy for eating the eggs from the ovaries? Must be, it's a bit of fussle. It's like Rabbi Yaakov, the eggs are bust. We're saying, no, really, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the ovaries themselves. Ah, you're going to ask me, it's weird, what he used to tell that to me? Of course it's meat. Right? Say no. Because maybe it's not since everyone doesn't eat it, you would have become tummy from eating it. Kamashon, even though since some people eat it, you're still tummy. But you have no proof to Rabbi Yaakov. Good? Everyone's happy? Fantastic. That's good. That's yeah, fine, for sure. Fine. Is there any rash over here?
But also, you might think that the eggs are aser, but maybe the other parts are okay. So it comes to teach you that even not only the eggs aser, but also the other parts. And it's kind of taking a long way around to say it, but.
Good.
The gizzard and the stomach and the.
Well, let's see the third line in Rashi, the third wide line, Me'eshkol Gufei. Right? We're saying, really, we're referring to the eshkol, the ovaries themselves, meaning basar, the flesh, a dabuk, which is attached, b'shedet, to the spine, v'ha'beitzim adugabai, and the eggs are attached, are connected to this, to the ovaries. So, therefore, we're talking about the ovaries, you have no proof to Rabbi Yaakov. It's fine. Good, everyone's happy? Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. Comes Rabbanan and teaches an interesting Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol shetashmisha b'yayim. All things that during the daytime, noilad b'yayim. They will have, their birth will take place during the daytime. Kol shetashmisha b'layla. If their mating takes place at night, noilad b'layla, they will give birth in the night.
Talking with chickens here?
We can talk about everything. We're talking about the general rule. Everything.
We're not allowed to mate at night.
Just sorry. You, but you're not mate. Let's just read the Gemara.
He says everything. I was going to tell you.
Read. Wait a second. We're saying if the way of this thing is that it's made during the day, then it will give birth during the day. Kosher the Shvishu B'Laila, if it's made during the night. None of the Laila will give birth at night. Kosher the Shvishu B'Laila, if it's the day or the night. Noilad Bebeyo Bebelaila will give birth during the day or during the night. And the Gemara breaks it down. Kosher the Shvishu B'Laila. This is referring to Zutana Gels. This is referring to a chicken. Chickens made during the day. And therefore, they'll always give birth during the day, which we see is going to make a big difference to us. It's going to make during the day. Kosher the Shvishu B'Laila. If it is during the mate during the night. Nelo B'Laila, they'll only give birth during the night. Zu Atalik, this is the bat. Bat is a night bird, and they're awake at night, and that's when they mate. Therefore, they'll only give birth during the night time. Kosher the Shvishu Baby Yom Bein La'Laila. If it's during the day or night. They mate during the day or during the night. This is referred to Adam, a person, everything is similar to, meaning everything and everything else. Because even though we know halacha is for a Jew, the Gemara says, Yisrael, Kadeshim Heim. Yisrael are holy people, they don't mate during the day. But since there are people who do, the reality is people could give birth during the day and the night.
Just because other people?
Yeah, because the reality is, if it's the derech for the... Guys, since it's the derech for that creature to do it during the day...
You're trying to say humans and all other animals.
Right. That's next one. Since it's the derech to do that, Klaisel doesn't do it, but it's not by animals. If chickens, they don't, their teva is, they don't mate at night. That's just their teva. Right? That's the way Hashem created them. Right? Bats don't mate during the day, it's just their teva. Right? That's their instinct. Hashem,
they. Because of that, they.
Yes, and because
are
of
born
that.
On the
yes, correct. Correct.
What about all the other natural creatures?
They all do a day and night.
No.
Why is a chaldezami like everything?
Owls and
I don't think. Why does I don't know. You wonder if it goes into a bat. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. Saying does a bat mean a bat and all? Why is it a bat? Does it mean all also other
could
night creatures? It could be nocturnal. Probably means they stay up at night. Right?
But later on, we'll discuss between fertilized and unfertilized eggs.
There's lots of
owls.
Well, I'm saying bat is like the
stereotypical.
So maybe they're right.
Could be. I don't know. It's a good question. Not such a nachmil halacha. The only maybe nachmil halacha is for a chicken. I don't know. What I don't know if bats. I don't know if it's going to get any nachmil halacha a bat. If an owl gives birth at night.
Bat farm.
I don't know how it works like that.
Maybe birds are different. Maybe bats also trying to stay
on mammal. Bats are
mammals?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Yep.
Gross. Studied cells.
Cells.
Come on, Amoeba boy.
Cells.
Yeah, it's weird because you think they're birds, but they're completely mammals.
They grow.
Babies nurse. They give birth.
Flying rats.
In Hebrew, you call a mammal a nursing animal. Do they call mammals in Hebrew? Ionic.
Birds.
No, bats.
Fine. If you go to the forest and hedges, a lot of bats were there.
Everywhere. Yeah,
a lot of bats.
There are.
At night, they flush. Like, why don't we spoil it? Like, they take like circles. Mm-hmm. See them flying in front of you.
I've never seen them.
Well, close. More to the top. Yeah, I see them all the time. Instead of hedges, see them in my neighborhood. Like, on your head.
No.
They fly over your head, yeah.
I saw that once.
You said see them a lot.
I'm Ben Salash, guys, like, on my street.
You should visit the forest more often.
Who in nighttime?
Nighttime, yeah. There's a lot of bats. A lot. You stand more on top, more to the top. Anyways, if you want to see bats, you can do spiders.
Go to in the nighttime.
Go to the zoo.
Go to the lights that are shining where there's tons of moths and they come and they snap. They grab them.
Yeah, I saw it. And they're like,
they go to the lights, right?
Yeah, these go. There's a forest a lot on the top of the forest. Like when you go down by the shoe.
And craziness, they're blind.
They're blind. They have like radar.
Echolocation.
They're,
radar.
Sonar.
Radar. They have radar.
GPS.
They have GPS. Fine, let's go. I don't know what they have. Fine, let's learn to talk. Yeah, fine. So anyways, so now what does Gemara have to do? What's this interesting Gemara have to do with us? So Amar Mar, Amar Mar mentioned earlier. Kosher the Shmishah B'Yayim, if it's made during the day, they'll be Yayim, it has his birth during the day. This is Zutan Negaris. This is a chicken. Lamayin Afiru, what's the difference to me? What their What do chickens do?
Normally, chickens that are fertilized with eggs, they would lay during the day.
Because we need it for the halacha of Ramari Brei of Kahana. The Amar Ramari Brei of Kahana. Ramari said the name of the son said, Ramari, the son of Rav Kahana said. Let's get the following scenario. Bodak Bikina Shatana Gailan, my Erev Yamtiv. You went to the chicken coop and you checked an Erev Yamtiv if there were any eggs there. Why Masa? You didn't find any eggs. You didn't find the egg in there. You didn't find the egg, no eggies. You wanted an egg for Erev Tashu, you wanted an egg, no eggs. Well, the Machar, the next day, what happened? Hishkim, you woke up early. Hishkim means Hashkam, you woke up early before Alayt HaShachar. So it's still not day yet. You find the egg, right? Now, when was this egg born? They don't give birth during the daytime. No, you check before Benesh Mashas.
The last minute.
You checked for the last minute, right? So you checked the Benesh Mashas. You checked the last minute, there was nothing there.
And you got there before Benesh Mashas.
And then you found them, right? It's mutter to eat this egg, right?
Well, what if you didn't check very well?
So this thing is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because since they only give birth during the daytime, when was this thing born? It must have been born.
In the day.
They don't give birth. They don't give birth.
It must have been born in the day.
In the day. So must have been.
Yes.
Maybe
like young. Yes,
from Hashem.
Yes,
you didn't see
him. You still assume. So the stupidest. So we say, so it must have been born during the day. And therefore you could eat it because it was born in Arab Yom. But isn't it that you checked? You checked. So you tell me you have a chazaka, birds don't give birth at night. But you checked, so you have a chazaka the other way that it wasn't given birth, it's not from the daytime. It's not like you didn't check. If you didn't check for me, you checked. So when it gets your chazaka, they knew. So when I say either aim or say loibadak yafi yafi, you didn't check very well. That's one shot. Maybe you didn't check very well. So you should learn how to check better. You didn't check, and it's not possible it's born at night. Alpiteva, chickens do not lay eggs at night. So it must be you don't know how to check. You need a new prescription. Or tafilu badak yafi. Even if you did check, aim or yatsas ruba, you could say most of it came out. The chazra havai, most of it came out and went back in. Rebbechon says in such a scenario, if it came out mostly and went back in on Erev Yom Tov, it's still considered that it was born on Erev Yom Tov. And therefore, you could eat. So if you check right before, you didn't find anything. Now you go, you find something. You could assume that it was born during the daytime, and either it was in the coop, you didn't find it, or it didn't come really, it came out, went back in. But the bottom line is.
And it would be Mutar.
Would it be Mutar?
You want to say that. I don't know which Rabbi Yochanan's far.
We had earlier. It comes out and it goes back in. If that, it's mutter. So therefore, you're telling me the egg is mutter. I checked the chicken nest, the chicken coop, nothing was there. I woke up early, Yom Tov morning, I got up early, I was going to go into Daven Vasikin. Right before I went to Daven, I checked to see if there's an egg there. I don't know, I had this thing of fluke that I said, you know, there's probably an egg there. I don't know. I was desperate for eggs. So I checked it anyways. I found the egg. So we're saying it couldn't have been born at night, because they don't give birth at night. Must be from yesterday. Either you checked it. So either you don't know how to look. Or, it's right, I couldn't see it. It didn't come out, but it came out mostly. It went back in. According to Rebbechon, that's enough to be considered born. Erev Yom Tov, therefore the egg is mutter.
Well, don't tell me you get out of the base of Midrash.
Yeah, that's nice. What chicken? Yeah.
What happens if you're washing the chicken all the time? all day.
Yeah, so who cares? He said you don't see it. They're sitting down when they lay eggs. They don't lay eggs in the air.
It's a glass nest and you're laying under.
Yes, if you have a chazaka that you know for sure it didn't happen, fine, but we should assume that's what happened. Right, you have to have proof.
You have chicken laying
detector.
Do you know? It goes off every time, isn't it, coming out? If it goes back in.
Sure, they have machines enough to catch that. They flip the cartons and out.
Right, but what about an unfertilized egg?
What?
What about the next thing? The unfertilized egg.
Fine. So we're saying now is if you check your coop on Arab Yom Tov, right? and there's nothing there. Then you get up early in the morning, you find the egg. Since we have a rule that it never ever gives birth during the night, it must be gave birth during the day, right? So why didn't I see it? So you say you have to either you don't know how to look, or you didn't look well, or we go like Rabbi Yochanan that it came out and went back in. It's still it's considered it was born on Erev Yom Tov. Good.
Who sheet did Pralos Shachar did the eggs fall?
Three main sheets, 97, 72, 6. We go to 72, the world. We took on the sheet to 72.
But this was before
this. They had a time then. We don't know. We the short sheet to someone else.
Wait, wait for the
sheet to go into the graph, into the bottom.
Good question. They did it at the time they did in the Samikdash. When Allah Shachat in the Samikdash, that's what they did.
It's
not the last, they opened the door to Allah Shachat. They knew. I'll go to the time they do in the Samikdash, it's good for me. No?
Yeah.
Good. Fine. That's why I said, Ini. Ini. Ini, it's not. Right. Really, they say, is it so? But literally, really, it means it's not so. Like, in front of Lashon Ein. But the way we always ask in Yeshiva, I don't say, Ini, is it so? Like, but really, literally means it's not,
it's
so.
Not so. Is it not so?
Is it not? It's like a funny way to talk, yeah, in English. Like, is it not so? In English, you would say, like, is it so?
You really think?
Like, you really think?
It's really not.
Right. You really think? Like, you really not, like, you're not serious. Are you? Like, Ini, it's not really a shot, right?
No.
Ini. V'ha amr of Yesi ben Shal. Rav Yesi ben Shal, amr Rav, send the name of Rav. But that the Kiddush Shal Tari goes to Erev Yom Tov, you check in the coop at Erev Yom Tov, V'loi Matzul HaBeitzah, you didn't find any eggs in there. Ula Machar Hishkim, and the next day you woke up, Matzul HaBeitzah, and you find the egg, Asura, he said it's Asur, so it's a Stira, in the name of Rav, it's a Stira, how can you say it's the Mutter, he said it's Asur.
Something else?
Yeah. L'chaira. He should say it's mutter, because L'chaira, you have your svar, you have two svar you're banking it on. You're banking it on, first of all, the fact they don't give birth in the night. And you're assuming I just didn't see it, or came out and went back in. So smash, it doesn't hold like this. So it's a contradiction. And they were hasam, they were said no. Hasam is a safna me'agah. Over there, it's an unfertilized egg. And therefore, it can be laid during the night time.
Well, an egg that's fertilized or unfertilized would be laid at the same time. Why not?
This is what I was saying. If it was fertilized,
it's all based on the mating.
The fertilization situation. If you're fertilized,
so they never mate during the night. Which means they'll never lay during the night. So if it did lay during the night, it's got to be one of these.
It doesn't make sense.
It's true. I agree with you. It doesn't make sense too. That's what I said. I said, how so the staff of the Arab?
Right, because the egg's already formed, whether or not the egg's formed, regardless of fertilization.
True, that's for sure true. We say the teva is, if it was a fertilized egg and a fertilized egg turned in a day, it will only give birth during the day.
It's on the timing.
Yeah.
It would not lay in the night if it was not a. Meaning the only way he would say us are here. Rob is saying us are because it's not a fertilized egg, which means. There is no chance that it will ever be born during the day.
You don't understand this whole right. You don't understand this whole unfertilized thing, anyways. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You don't understand how this whole case makes sense anyway. Unfertilized egg was I asked to heat it from the ground.
Basically, a fertilized egg will hatch. Will come out
during the day.
An unfertilized egg will come out at night.
I'm saying that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Oh, it's true. That's what they wanted to say anyway. Doesn't make sense to you. It's true.
It makes sense to Rob.
I agree. He says the difference. He's like.
Makes sense to you.
No, and I don't understand the science of it. He's saying the rule. He's saying a rule.
Maybe it is the science of it as well.
No, the Gemara is saying the science. It doesn't work like it these days, but the Gemara is saying the Gemara is telling us the science.
Could be this also, but I just don't understand.
Either we don't understand, or the science doesn't understand.
Isn't there a certain time period between the egg dropping down from the ovaries to the whole process before it comes out?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So.
Right.
Exactly. What was that? 25
hours. So like, so it has to.
Minute a day, it'll be the same time. The next day.
No, but presumably it has the same time and not dropping down whether or not it was
right.
But that's why I don't understand.
Well, no, because the one that's not fertilized has nothing to do with the mating.
That's your question.
You can't calculate it off of anything because
yeah, but
ever
the egg is being formed before it's mated.
Yes.
So it's got nothing to do, no connection with the time of fertilization, presumably.
Sure,
that's just like a hormonal thing.
It's got to be a specific window that's fertilized.
No, there is a connection. Because it can be fertilized when the shell's on it.
Yeah.
Or the shell forms after it's fertilized.
Yeah, of course. But the egg doesn't know when the shell's formed or not. And I mean, so the chicken doesn't know when the shell's formed or not. So
well, maybe a fertilized chicken, her whole body, like you're saying, hormonally acts differently.
Couldn't be worse. That's the worse thing.
So couldn't maybe get out of a later stage, possibly.
Hormonally differently, it would be producing the egg differently, meaning during the day.
Could be.
That's why
timings would work during the day.
Stuff in the dirt. It's not being fertilized, so it knows it has to do something. That's why
yeah.
I put stuff in the dirt.
Right. Why doesn't it do that?
Exactly. Because it knows it's not being fertilized.
Warm yourself up.
Therefore,
warm up for ovulation.
Right. And the lack of hormones.
You see that?
You see that?
Why do they do it?
Warm up for the ovulation.
But so what's the difference if it's
warm up the body for ovulation?
They don't do that if they're being fertilized. They don't do that.
How can a woman do it?
No, but what's it?
That's not my love, it's to get nervous. PMS.
But now it makes more sense too.
It seems like this.
I wasn't asking about that part.
This makes more sense too, because we have.
No, I think
you have a fact that there's a hormonal difference between
there has to be
chicken
a
and non hormonal
difference.
Chicken.
There has to be a hormonal difference.
You see that
after mating, then chicken doesn't mate.
You see this.
What causes the chickens to run 60 houses to the male? It's also hormone.
It's not the rooster that comes. Ah, actually.
Yeah.
I say to hears a calling. She's like, oh, I have a friend, so I'll wait.
Yeah, but the rooster does not come to the chicken. The chicken comes to the rooster. Very interesting.
So are you just saying the Shiva don't know what to do with the
Shiva? I will see
that. Shidukam, chicken, shidukam.
Fine. Tell me a
joke. Oh. It is the chicken that cuts the road, not the rooster that cuts
the
road.
No, the other chicken.
Okay, let's go right there.
Fine. And my friend said, the guy that hit the chicken, he's driving out somewhere in the Midwest and he hit the chicken on the road. So he felt really bad, so he went up to the farmhouse and he said to the lady, I feel really bad about your chicken. He's like, I'd like to replace it. So he's like, well, the chickens are in the back.
Okay. That's what it says. That was Tara. Wait, sorry, more Tara. That was also Tara. That's where the birds. Oh, where is it? Again, so we're saying if it's a fertilized egg, if we could assume it's, we'll see soon how we know if it's fertilized or not, when we could assume it's fertilized. So if it's a fertilized egg, then it had to be, or if there's reason to believe this egg was fertilized, then we could assume it was born during the daytime. Good? Rav Shaul, Rav Yosi ben Shaul said, what about Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul? That he said that Lamaisa, it sounds like he said you cannot eat this thing. Because there it was because it got heated from the dirt. So it wasn't a fertilized egg, so therefore it could give birth at night. So if you checked your chicken coop before Yom Tov, and there was nothing there, now you found something, then you could assume it was born at night. Because it's an unfertilized egg.
That's why it says it's
awesome. That's why it's
awesome. Yeah.
So Gemara says, well, yeah. I said, so one second. Yom Tov, Mari, Nami, Eva, Ara, the Stafana. So how could Ramari always say it's mutter? Maybe she should always be worried. Maybe it wasn't a fertilized egg, right? Therefore, it could give birth at night. You said it's for sure mutter because it's born in the day. Maybe it's an unfertilized egg. Ramari said no, but the ika zachar ba'adah has a male with it, has a friend, it's married, has a zachar ba'adah. So if there's a male there, then you could assume a chicken got fertilized with her. 5 days with it. Good. Ben, it's good so far? Fine. So I said, who cares? But the Ika Zachar Nami, when the Zachar also aim a maritime, maybe it has Shalom Bayis problem. And maybe it still got born. Maybe it wasn't, whatever, it wasn't married to this chicken. Maybe Ema Arasafna. Maybe also got heated. Maybe it was unfertilized. Ravina Kamiru, we have a Kabbalah. Call Hecha the Ika Zachar. Wherever there's a male around, Lo Yisafna Ba'aretz. It's not going to heat itself up from the grass. There's a male around, it will get fertilized. It's not working on Precious, the chicken. Good? Not working on Smithis. Fine. Fa'adkama, how far does a chicken have to be that you could assume that this lady got fertilized? Amar Rav Gamla, the Mishpat the Rav, they say Mishpat the Rav, because Rav was not in the same generation as Rav Gamla was not in the same generation as Rav. It must have been Rav. Amar Rav Gamla, the Mishpat the Rav. Kol Hecha, everywhere, Tish'am Eikala Bia Mama. As long as the distance that the chicken can hear this, the hen can hear the male, the rooster, during the daytime, doing its cackle doodle doo, then it will not heat itself up from the ground. It will probably want to get fertilized. It will manage to figure out how to get fertilized.
I didn't know that.
During the daytime, one second.
Can hear it, but the chicken can hear it.
The chicken can hear it.
I don't know if the chicken can hear it.
Because we're going to say, they did experimenting. Why did they say we did experiment?
Oh, yeah.
Keep reading. Experiment. What? Oh, now, first of all, why does it say doctor during the day? Because sound travels during the day. You're going to hear sound more than you hear it during the night.
No,
the reverse.
All the way around.
Quiet.
What would I say?
Because they make during the day.
The night is quiet.
The night is quiet. What is that?
I thought you
can't hear for no. One second. The shamei kol b'yamama, the kol in the daytime is louder.
Look at
Rashi said the daytime. I know the voice in the daytime is louder.
There is no voice in the
daytime. Yes, in the daytime. Look at Rashi. The shamei kol b'yamama. What does Rashi say?
No, Rashi.
Read Rashi. Shakol eino nishma b'yom. You cannot hear it in the daytime like
it. You can hear it at night, meaning it's louder.
During the day, sound does not travel as far as it does at night.
So what? During the
sound does not travel like it does at night.
No, it does travel far.
It does not.
Okay, Rashi. What's Rashi saying? During the day, it travels farther.
During the day, sound travels not as far as
not by all the people and the things that are in the world.
Assuming
there's
no noise.
It's sounding better by night.
Read Rashi again.
Shakol enon nishma b'yom. Like it's heard in the night.
At night it's heard better.
Yeah.
Right, why? You know why?
Because it travels further at night.
One. During the day, sound does not travel as far as it does at night, Rashi. The Gemara says for the daytime as opposed to night, because the hen mates during the day. Right, that's what I said. Right, now why does it travel as much? Because the sun, the sun, not just lamp, the rays of the sun, block the sound. Gemara and Yuma. Daf. Chaf on my base. Look over there. I don't care what the scientists say.
Why are we specifically worried about the
daytime? So why So why are we judging it by the day? Because they know that these days. They never came to study the town travels different than day and night, a little different.
Well, you know it does. If you're outside doing this business and you're talking to something, you feel like the whole world hears you. It's during the day, you don't know.
That's so much noise. Right.
Because also noise pollution.
That's what we're talking about. Here's the Al Hiteva. They
want you with Al Hiteva. I think also because there's things going on between the two chickens.
There's
things going away and
there's
things going on in
those
60 houses.
You're not going to
hear the rooster.
They weren't even saying
you moved
out there. But the
guy was
the
rooster like
on. The sun's rays. It's learning why it's that. The sun's rays.
Light travels in a wave particle duality. So from the particle side, it could potentially, possibly, maybe affect.
The Gemara says it does. Look at the Gemara that you would have chaf. You'll get to we open the eyes. Look over
okay.
What
does?
Fine.
Talk about the prisms of light.
The 60 houses.
You ready?
We're going to get this. Fine. For a bunch of we don't want to try to finish Gemara because tomorrow's one to get to the two dots because tomorrow's Chazara. We need to get to the two. We're trying to get to our goal. Two dots. Fine. Abed Ramari Uvda. Ramari did an experiment. He did this thing. He saw how far could the hen hear the chicken and she'll want to like go to the man. Ad shita bate, until 60 houses, that's how far the hen still got excited. It didn't want to heat itself up on the ground because it was trying to get involved with her, this man.
60 houses in a lot or 100 houses?
It says 60 houses.
How
The Meiri says each right. Selling shishim bati. Right. I don't know if it means houses. The Meiri says right. The Meiri says that it's each bias is 4 amos. So Rabbi Yehuda, it's a measurement. It doesn't really mean a house.
In other places, Rabbi Baruchana.
Shishim bati. Right.
By the fish that was the size.
Right. It's really it's a measurement. So 4 amos each one. So 60 times 4. Good. However, but if there's a river, then lo yafra. If there's a river between the hen and the other chicken, then they don't usually jump over the river to get. Even though they're very excited, they don't know how to jump over the river to get to the right. Not Rishlach. They don't know how to get over the river. They don't know how to get. So which means if you would have such a chicken coop that I have a river behind my house and there's no one else with any chicken, any roosters around, and then you found it Yom Tov morning, then it's Aser, because the kibbe was born at nighttime, right? If you have in your neighborhood a bunch of roosters running around, and you could look at it now, you couldn't find it, and you found it early, you could assume it only gives birth in the daytime. But if there's a river in between, there's no rooster around, so maybe it heated itself up from the ground, and it could give birth at night, so this egg was born on Yom Tov. Got that, everybody? However, the Ika Mabra, so now they're going to see the difference between a breast liver chicken and a different chicken. Because if, breast liver chicken. If there's a river, Avra, if there's a bridge, it will cross, the chicken will even cross the bridge to get to the other side, to get to the rooster, will try to get to the hen, will even cross the bridge. So if, why does the rooster cross the bridge to get to the hen? That's the real reason.
Why cross the hen? Cross the chicken.
No, the chicken cross.
Chicken cross against the rooster.
Fine, I don't know what's crossing.
You'll see.
Fine. Rooster. So we're saying if there's a bridge also over the river, no. You could also assume that they met up with each other, and therefore also you could assume it was born during the daytime. However, the Ika Matra, let's say it's a very narrow bridge, light Avra, because these first type of chicken, they're afraid to cross the narrow bridge. They didn't learn to put them around these chickens. So if they're afraid to cross the narrow bridge, then you assume they never met each other. They never had a meeting with each other. And therefore, it was an unfertilized egg, so it was born at night. The egg is us. So the Mara says, usually we assume that the eggs don't, most people, are afraid to cross the narrow bridge, and it didn't cross to the chicken. However, there was a story, there was a story, that the chicken did cross. Because it learned the Kutum Rad and said, don't be afraid. He said, the Ikar is don't be afraid. It's a narrow bridge. And I was thinking the whole time, the Ikar, and then it got to the other side. It got to the other side. So therefore, this guy, and the halacha might be paskin, even if there's a narrow bridge, you don't give up. Even if there's a narrow bridge we hold, you assume the chicken did cross the narrow bridge. Because it knew, don't give up. The main thing is don't be afraid. It was like singing. And the little chicken, it got to what it wanted to. It got to the other side. So what's the first time we thought people don't cross the narrow bridge, they're afraid. The next one is they were mamish, they came to Chol Chesed, they mamish, and they said we have to cross the narrow bridge. Therefore, we could assume that they met each other, and therefore it was the egg was born during the daytime. It's mutter.
The Meiri's one says with their breast over.
No, it's Pshat. Pshat B'Dan Gemara. What's their difference? So what's it? No, we're saying Lamai, unless Halacha Lamai, so we pass with it, you can't
so
be afraid.
How do you know if your egg's crossing type or not crossing type?
So Halacha, you could assume, since we have a story that we know, we thought assumed they don't cross narrow bridges. But they said Halacha, once we saw that they do cross narrow bridges, then you have the right to assume that all chickens are breastlovers. Right, we thought they're all afraid. They're all a bunch of chickens. And then, Fred's not here. Mr. Joke. It's Tom. Come on. He's not.
A lot of jokes today.
So Lamai, so we're saying, but it's. Have a oath of Avraham Mitzra. Now the Gemara has a quote. Fine. So basically, what do we come in? If there's a chance that your missus met up with a mister, then you could assume that it was born during the daytime. Correct, your missus? And therefore, your egg is mutter. You could assume the egg was born yesterday. If there wasn't a chance, there's no chance, you looked up, you figured out all the possibilities. There's no chance your Eishes Chayel met up with a man, right? And she has precious, right? Then you could assume that maybe it was born at night, because it could be born at night, therefore you cannot eat this egg because it was born on Yom Tov. That's the bottom line, right? You have to try to figure out all the situations, right? The chick, could they jump over a chicken fence? Could a chicken jump over a chicken fence?
Probably not, because it's a chicken fence, which is meant to keep chickens out. And they're made of the exact height to keep that from happening.
Unless they're a bridge, maybe they can make a bridge. I was just saying, chicken, there's chicken fence also, you have to assume.
What?
Chicken wire.
No, the fence is made to hang from the grass. That's the whole point of the chicken fence. Hence why they use them as chicken fences.
Hence.
Chicken fence.
Fun. For now, cousin Warren says, now I have a question for you. Marry your butt. So then, if so, who cares if you checked or you didn't check before Yom? If you're telling me the rule is that chickens don't give birth during the night, fertilized chickens, right? So who cares if you checked or you didn't check? Let's say you didn't check before Yom Tov, right? You never checked the Erev Yom Tov. And Yom Tov morning, it's still dark and there's nothing there yet. When was this thing born? It's still dark now then. When was this thing born? It can't be born at night. So when was it born? During the day, Erev Yom Tov. So why did it not? Because you checked it, and who cares? I don't care if you checked or not. We're saying it's impossible to give birth at night, and if I sure give birth during the day. So I don't care if you checked or didn't check. It makes no difference to my life if you checked or didn't check. Even if you didn't check, either way, it's Yom Tov. So I said, my ear, your buttock, why are you making the case that you checked the Gidol Badek Nami? So I said, no. Also, Gidol Badek Nami, Ema Me'et Mal Hava. Again.
Just to make sure I wasn't born in the day before, so I didn't even check. Because then it's Mutter. I was born the day before, then it was Mutter. So it's important to note that he checked. I checked, it wasn't born the day before. If it was, it would be Mutter.
So again, again, what do you say? What?
Saying, why is it important to say that he checked in this case, right? Even though we know it's going to be also whether he checked or not checked, right? The checking is to know that, to rule out the fact that it was born by Yom, because then it would be Mutter.
Right. So we're ending our research show. He said the case is always Usher. So it's always Usher either way, because he's assuming it gave birth last night. Who cares if you checked or didn't check? The Mara says, no. If you didn't check, you're better. If you didn't check, then maybe we could assume it was born yesterday. Why? But you told me to give birth tonight. Because the majority, even by unfertilized chickens, the majority is still that you could assume that they gave birth during the day. So if you didn't check the coop in this case, you would have been better off. You have an unfertilized chicken, right? Unfertilized egg. So if you checked yesterday and there was nothing there, then we say it must have gave birth last night. And therefore it's awesome. If you didn't check, we'll say there's still a majority that usually give birth during the day, even unfertilized, that's different, we'll let you eat. So when I say, Ihaki, if so, kibadik nami, so when you checked it also, we shall let you eat it, because maybe you gave birth during the day. Eval, maybe say, Yatsa Rubu Chazri, and went back in, like we said earlier, to Rabbi Yechonah. I said, no, the Rabbi Yechonah is Shriach. Rabbi Yechonah is not so calm. She means like this. Says Rabbi Yechonah, come. We have a bunch of different things to take into, put in the picture of it. First of all, we have a few different things to figure out. First of all, it's an unfertilized chicken, so it could give birth during the night. What? So if you checked yesterday, there was nothing there, right? What are we going to assume? When was it born? It's an unfertilized chicken. They can give birth tonight. You checked, there was nothing there every afternoon. When do we assume it was born? It's unfertilized.
Unfertilized.
It could be at night.
It could be at night. So if you checked, there was nothing there every afternoon. We tell you, it's got to be during the night. You tell me, what do you mean? It could have been during the day, and you just didn't see it. That's not so probable. There's a very small chance, maybe a 10% chance that it happened. There's a 30% chance that it was born at night. So if you had a choice to say, either it was born at night, or yesterday it went back, it came out and went back in, I'd rather say it came out at night. So therefore it's awesome, right? However, if you didn't check, let's say you didn't check the coop yesterday, so unfertilized, you didn't check the coop, right? So now I have a 30% chance it was born at night. Right? But I have a 70% chance it was born during the day. So therefore you could assume it's Mutter. So it depends on your scenario, right? It depends. If I didn't check, right? So then what do we have? We have a 70% chance it's born during the day, yesterday. A 30% chance it's born at night. So what am I going to assume?
It was born during the day.
Born during the day, so therefore it's Mutter. However, if I check during the day, so the regular 70% is gone. Right? So now what I have a 10% chance it was born at night, right? Or a 5% chance It went out, it came out, and it went back in. So what do I assume then? Either there's a 10% chance it was born at night, a 30% chance it was born at night, right? Or 10% chance it was born yesterday, but it came out and went back in. So what should I assume?
10%.
Born at night. So therefore we're there, that's where it's going to be us. So it depends on the scenario. So if I checked yesterday, so what are the chances now that it was born yesterday?
If you check, you find it?
I didn't find anything yesterday. It's 10% chance that it came out and it went back in.
How do you know one is more probable than the other?
That's what Demar is saying, Rashi. Because what's the difference? You tell me now, if you checked, what's the halacha? If you checked yesterday, then what's the halacha? My egg is aser. Right? Why is my egg aser? Because you checked, so we're assuming it's aser. You're telling me maybe it came out and went back in. This is very tight to the 10% chance. So I would rather say it came in at night, which is a 30% chance. It came in at night. However, if you didn't check yesterday, the coop, right? So I have a 70% chance it was born yesterday, right? During the day. 30% chance it was born during the night. Then I'll assume it was born during the day. So then it's going to be mutter. That's the Gemara's chajmi. This is all by unfertilizing. By a fertilized egg, they never give birth then. There's a 0% chance it was born at night, right? Basically 0% chance. Therefore, there's 100% chance it was born yesterday. You didn't see it. So either you don't know how to look, or we'll go with that. We're forced to say it went out, it came back in. Even though it's only 10% of the time it happens, we'll say that. We're forced to say that that's what happened. Let's see the Rashi's. We'll stop with this. And then tomorrow's Chazar. We really wanted to get to this goal over here. Tomorrow you have a lot of Chazar to do. Yeah. By the way, tomorrow's Chazar starting from Amar Rapuna Amarav on Vav Amud Beis. Right, five lines up from the wide line.
Vav Amud Beis.
We actually learned over the past week. It's amazing, huh? Did we do this since last one? We started this Thursday. Basically Thursday. Yeah, Amar Rapuna Amarav. Everybody sees where it is? Amar Rapuna Amarav, 6B. Amar Rapuna Amarav. Six lines up from the wide lines. See where it is? Anybody see where it is? First word line, Amar. Amar Rapuna Amara. Good? You got it? Mark it down. You got it, Haran?
You have that bub on the base?
That's what we did last week. Yeah, bub on the base.
Six little lines up from the bottom. On got the it.
I have Umadolas up Rufim.
Not for the bottom.
Start at the bottom of little lines. On the short line.
Read the Gemara or the Rashi?
I'm not in the Rashi.
I thought you were in the Rashi.
Oh. Okay. 16 lines at the bottom. Tomorrow's Chazar is right. Good. Yeah. Fine. Which Rashi are we up to now?
I guess it could down line.
No, it's Bayon.
This is where he wants to start a review.
No. Where?
On the base.
Correct.
Tomorrow, we're going to start a review there, 6 lines from the bottom.
From six lines from the narrow line. Like 13 lines to the bottom. I'm going to review the Amarav. Got it?
Got it.
Fine, let's see Rashi. Nele Bayon. Nikkei, the third wide line in Rashi. Nikkei Vaisav, Nele Yoledes Bayon. The females give birth during the day. Atale kalba shvarts belas. It's a shvarts kalba. Because it's like a black dog, like a black bird, like a bat.
What? Why is Rashi saying this in the Yom?
What's there being added? What's he saying at all?
Good question. Now, Arab Yom Tov. What?
He's saying that it's the woman who gives birth, not the man. If you were wondering, what's he adding?
What are you afraid to the
Rashi? Well, that he gives birth.
No, Yom. Yeah, but it says no, Yom.
He knows birth by the day. What's the woman?
I'm not sure.
How does Rashi end up based on the base?
It could be means the actual birth, not like the earlier processes.
What's the earlier process? I'm saying Beit Hashem on the Yom. It's the same thing from that based on the base.
So here, I'll tell you. Yeah, let's do it through the Rashi.
It's a general, seems like an extra. But it seems like females of the bird species, of the chickens, family.
So they have the hominid as a male?
Could be mean they could produce.
No, just to differentiate from other animals, you're saying the question of its females of the
that's
chicken.
Cool. Right, fine. Could be fine. Yeah, we'll talk about this. Let's go through it. I had a pshat. What I was doing. Maybe. Fine. Me'erev Yom Tov. Let's see the next question. Ben Ashpash, when did you check? You checked the last minute possible on Ben Ashpash because the thing has an egg. Right? The shul, the double egg, now stuck. Right? That now, it couldn't have given birth only if it was at night. And we know they don't give birth at night. So Hishkiv, let's say you woke up early. You woke up before Elisa Shacha. And that's when you checked, there was nothing there. So he said you could assume it was born on Erev Yom Tov. The high Nakat Badak. What this is what we took on to say specifically the case that you checked it. Rabuza Kamash, we're teaching you a reboy, meaning we're teaching you an extra thing, a chiddush. The Afal Gaf, that even though the Badak you checked the Loi Matzah, and you didn't find anything, the Lentum with Laya Vinod the Machal, you have nothing to depend it on to say it was born during the weekday. Afilu Hachi, even so, Mutaris is Mutter. The Samchina could we rely a Braisa on the Braisa. The Ketani that taught us, Kosha Tashmish Vayyan, whatever made during the day. Nail of Yom gives birth during the day. So Vaha on this. Vaday certainly Yol does Vala did not give birth at night. Said, aye, but you checked.
You didn't see it yourself. Right?
Aye, you didn't check. So where is it? Either you didn't see it, or Emer Chasaru Vachazra, but you came out and went back in. Aye, the Rashi says, the Afagad, the Muslim Lashikha, even so, it's something that's very not common. But Miku, the Pshitolan, the Inu Yulaz Balaylo, Talinim, since it's simple to us, it couldn't have given birth at night. So therefore, we'll go with the 10% chance that it went out and came back in. It really isn't so common. We have nothing else to say. Since we know it couldn't have been born at night, we have to rely on whatever we can, whatever small chance there is that came out and went back in. The staff of the Arab said, but if it gets, it's unfertilized, then it couldn't give birth at night. You hear less that it gives birth afterlife, even at night time. Yehachi, we said, if so, the Yeshu Yulaz Balaylo, it could give birth at night time. To Remari, Heichashai, the case of Remari, how could it be mutter? Amos say, may I suffer? Maybe say your chicken in your case was unfertilized, and it got heated from the ground. V'yalabalayam, it gave birth on Yom Tov. How can you tell me that it's mutter if it's born? What was your tariff to mutter? Because it only gives birth during the day. That's only if it's fertilized. Maybe it's unfertilized, so therefore it gave birth at night. How are you so convinced it's mutter because its egg was born at Yom Tov? Maybe it's unfertilized, it gave birth at night. So why I say, no, we don't assume that there's such tzaddikim in these chickens. There's other males around that you could assume it's fertilized. Right? Well, as far as it can hear the voice during the daytime, what's Rashi? Then it's not going to just be happy, heat itself up. It's not going to go unfertilized. It's going to make sure it gets fertilized. Therefore, you can for sure know that it was born during the daytime. The Shabbat Kalabi on Rashi. Shab'ina shakol ina nishma kolala. The voice during the day is not heard during the night, and they mate during the daytime, so we're going to go by the chajman of the daytime. Over there, there was a story. The Badak Me'erev Yom Tov. We checked on Erev Yom Tov. But Laimatz, we didn't find any chickens, any eggs. The Hishko, we woke up the next morning. Vinim, so we found them. But Laimatz, the Tanakh goes up, Achish and Batal. Though there was not a male rooster around until 60 houses. The Sakh Ramari, the Tanakh, the Hitler space, sir. Ramari would rely on this Tanakh and say maybe they were together. They made it together. Therefore, you can assume that eggs are born during the day, and therefore it's mutter. Right, Ma'ar, we said if there's a river, it doesn't help you unless the Ma'ar, unless it's a gesher. We said if it's not going to help you, there's a mature, if there's a narrow river. Chevel, they used to have, what's a narrow river in those days? They used to have like a very
narrow bridge.
Narrow bridge. What do you mean to have a narrow bridge? They used to have an interesting system. They have a chevel koshri, it was a rope tied for Rosh Deis on the end of two pegs. Achas tekuah b'sasad anar. One is put in, stuck into the ground on one edge of the river, mizeh from this side. The achas tekuah, the other is stuck in to svasanar on the side of the river, mizeh from this side. So you have this big rope going across, right? Big rope going from one end over to the next. The eight cutter will be a thin, narrow piece of wood, muta l'urecha hanar, will be placed by the width of the river. For ayvim b'videchak, and you pass through it like with pressure, you barely pass through it. Through the fact you hold onto the rope, whatever, that's you go on. So you hold onto the rope. How do you get across? You're basically, it seems like you're walking on this thin. You're walking on this very thin piece of wood. But so how do you balance? How do you stay on this little piece of wood? You're pulling the rope. Right? The rope was one from one end to the other, so you're holding off a deer line in the roof was what's keeping you bound.
How the chicken
so therefore, usually the chickens don't like to cross such a narrow bridge.
Oh, but it can't hold on the rope.
Right, that's why most chickens are scared, because they can't. You know what I mean? Most chickens
hold on with their feet. You know
they can hold their feet. I don't know the rope. It sounds like the rope's like on top. Like you're like holding up the rope. It's like bungee jump, man. Like scaffolding. Right, so usually they were scared to. Then why I thought they wouldn't do this? They don't have hands to catch on. But we saw a story, once saw a chicken. Just
that chicken have hands
in it. The chicken dad. So I said, I got across the thing. I got across something. He wasn't afraid, because really, why not? You can really cross, just because you're afraid. You get scared, you fall. People go on tight ropes. Why can't you do it? Because you're scared. Mostly because you're afraid. Huh? Mostly because you're afraid. The main thing is not to be afraid. They cut through the river. Don't be afraid of the Sahara and his old lies and sheker. Just, I'm doing what I gotta do. I'm not holding on to the tzaddikim.
Don't
be a chicken. Fine. Don't worry. Ask, but how do you establish this case, Lechaira, that how are you so sure it's born there in the nighttime? Maybe. Or the worst question. Maybe. Right. So why do you tell me the case of Rav Yosi by Parshal? Right? That what are you telling by Rav Yosi by Parshal? It's also because he was born at nighttime. Maybe he was born during the daytime. And even if you didn't check Lechaira, you have to be afraid he was born at nighttime. You wonder what Rav Yosi by Parshal doing. If you checked before Yom Tov, you didn't find anything, then it's Usr. What does it sound like? If you didn't check, it's Mutter. Why? The Chayyim should always be afraid that it gave birth at night. Right? Why did Rish Rishal only tell you, if you check, then it's Usr. If you didn't check, it should be Usr, because there's a big chance, there's a good chance, 30% chance, let's say, that it was born at night. Somebody says, no. Why I answered, if you didn't check, then you could rely on the 75% that it was born in Erev Yom. Somebody says, we could assume that it was during the day. Why? Since most of them give birth during the day, you did not check it. Talina bima, we depend on the fact that it was born during the day. We said, maybe. So we said, but what do you mean? Even if you checked before Yom Tov, maybe you could assume it was born during the daytime. And it went out and came back in. So the reichel is not so common. Hilkoch, therefore, but the Ika Zachar, if there is a male around, Kivan the Kimlan, since we established us to any of the Belila, tell him Rabbi Yechonon, then we can say it's like Rabbi Yechonon. So, like this, if there's no male around, and therefore we said, if there's a male around, so it couldn't have given birth at night, right? So then it could not have, there's no male around. So therefore it had to be in the daytime. And we'll assume something interesting happened, Rabbi Yechonon, we checked on error if it's a case where it's fertilized.
If there's a man, it has to be born on the day.
Right.
So you said, if you didn't find it during the day, if you didn't find anything, right? And we'll assume it must have been that 10% chance that it came out and it went back in. And it really was born on the Erev Yom Tov. Correct? That's what we'll say. Right? Because we can't say it was born at night. There's no chance. So we'll go with the 10% chance that it went out and came back in. That's all when it is fertilized. But when it's unfertilized, right? Then what are the chances it's born at night? There is a chance it's born at night. Let's say 30%. It's a higher chance than saying Rav Yochanan's case that it went out and came back in. So there we'll assume that it's usur because it probably came in there. Saying, but the safra
me'ara, if it wasn't fertilized, there's a chance it's going to be born at night.
Right. So leilu shchiyah tfei miyazber. It's more common that it should come in at night. Let's say 30% chance it came in at night than to say 10% chance it came out and went back in. So in there, that's where with there it will be. Asr. Fine. Just go ahead. One more like blinding piece of Gemara. Oh, you know what, Rabbi Say? We're going to read one more line. Why? Because then after this, the new sugya, we finish talking about eggs, we'll start talking about the kazayas and the kabetza. The egg sugya is over. Bring eggs tomorrow. Scrambled eggs.
I still don't know if I can eat egg or not.
Kabetza. It's excellent. What?
Some of our egg needs egg.
Which egg?
It's
excellent. So let's see one more Gemara. Interesting Gemara. Which way to say Allah? Amar, since you took a Rav Yosi by Shal, we bring one more Gemara for Rav Yosi by Shal. Amar Rav Yosi by Shal. Amar Rav. Hai tuma shechika, this garlic, like tuma, like shum, that's ground up, sakanta l'gluya. It's a sakana to leave it revealed. Because we're afraid the mazikim and the snakes bite it and they put their poison into it and then you eat some after it and you get poisoned.
So that's why they would take back their egg. Is it going on the egg here?
No, it's a new thing.
Well, does it bring down
What? Same thing. Because it's the same person. Rabbi Yisrael Shal. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Shal. Hi, Tuva Shachika is kind of good. Let's see Rashi. Tuva Shachika. Shumin Shchukin. Garlic, which is ground up. Lugluya. You shouldn't, if it's revealed, it's sakana to eat it, which means if it went unnoticed, you left it in the kitchen, you walked out for a minute. Hanachas shaste a minute. The nachas drinks from it. If it might still be, if it'll find the reveal. Umataway eris, and it'll put it in it. Eris, it'll put it in its venom and poison. Hamaisa, these days, we're not worried about nachashim, but we are worried about tumah. So they were the halacha, we don't eat garlic or onions that are peeled. We don't need them overnight, unpeeled, unless they're mixed with other foods.
Right.
Eggs also. Here we're talking about shumas. So shumas, we don't worry if they're ground. If you have ground eggs and you left them out during the day uncovered. We do worry if you left it uncovered or cut or even just around. You shouldn't cut garlic and leave it overnight. Unless you mix it with something else. You put a little bit of oil. If anyway, you'll mix it with oil. Put some, a little oil and salt. That can take you out of the problem. If you're probably not going to use the onions or garlic today, you shouldn't cut them today. Wait till tomorrow morning to cut them unless they're mixed.
You have to leave the root on.
But there is a hetero if you leave the root on. But it's a vegetarian, but the mice are still not going to ask Tumah, not so much as Mazik. A lot of these nachash, like water also, we're not worried that somebody, the nachash really can't put poison into our water. So why can we drink water that's left overnight open? It's because of the Mazik, more because of the Tumah.
Why is the nachash
coming? Because the nachash reads first to also deeper to Tumah. Yeah, nachash likes Tumah, but the last thing that we try to be makud. Some people are not makud, but ask your L-O-R.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What's the next mission?